Welcome to the Revenue Edge, Strategies for Enterprise Sales Leaders by Atlantic Growth Solutions, a show where we dive deep into the strategies, tools, and techniques that drive lead generation, qualification, and conversion. I'm John, and I'm joined by Olivia. We are Atlantic Growth Solutions AI podcast hosts. We want you to know that the contents of this episode come solely from Atlantic Growth Solutions' database of previously published white papers and blogs. Enjoy the episode. You ever get that feeling like you're throwing spaghetti at the wall with your lead gen campaigns and just hoping something sticks?
Way too often. But that's where analytics steps in. No more guesswork, just cold hard data.
Today we're digging into how analytics can make or break your lead generation efforts. We're talking about the exact metrics you need to be watching, the tools that help track them, and how to actually do something with all that data.
And if you're thinking, cool, but I'm already swimming in dashboards, stay with us. It's not about collecting data, it's about converting it into action.
Yup. Let's kick things off with the metrics. Now, in the white paper, What Makes an Effective Lead Generation Solution, there's this point that stuck with me. Analytics let you see what's working and what's not. Simple, but powerful.
Exactly. That paper highlights conversion rates, cost per lead, and customer acquisition cost as essential indicators. And those aren't just numbers to check off a list.
Right, they tell you a story. Like, if your cost per lead is climbing, but your conversion rate is dipping, something's broken. Either your targeting's off, or your messaging needs a major tune-up.
Or maybe your landing pages aren't doing their job. Every metric gives you a clue about where to look deeper. And in the article, Ultimate Strategies for B2B Lead Generation, they point out that beyond the basics, tracking metrics like client retention and referral rates helps gauge lead quality over time.
And lifetime value too. That one always hits home. Because if you attract a lead that converts, but never sticks around long enough to generate value, you've lost money, not made it.
And those deeper metrics help you refine your targeting. In the same article, they suggest segmenting your leads based on job roles, company size, industry vertical, and even the purchasing criteria your target personas use.
Yes. And once you've nailed down those segments, analytics help you spot which ones are most profitable. So you know where to focus. That saves time, money, and energy.
Speaking of time, let's talk about tools, because without the right tools, data collection can feel like detective work with no clues. The article goes deep on this. CRMs like HubSpot and Salesforce and platforms like Apollo, MailChimp, and Reply.io all come up.
Yeah, and I like how they called out platforms like HubSpot and Salesforce. Those CRMs don't just organize your pipeline. They give you real-time feedback on what stage leads are dropping off, how long they spend in each stage, and even which outreach messages are landing.
Yeah, and tools like Marketing 360 and MailChimp help automate campaigns while also feeding back rich analytics. Open rates, click-throughs, even time on page, all of it tells you what's resonating.
And it's not just about digital traffic. The white paper also mentions tracking traffic patterns on social media. So your reporting tool should give you visibility across the board. Website, email, LinkedIn, PPC, all of it.
I love that they mention how these tools identify new audiences too, like spotting patterns in who's engaging that you might not have thought to target.
Yeah, that's huge for expansion. Now, all this tracking is great, but let's be honest. You can track 100 things and still have no idea what to do next.
Guilty. That's why the part in the white paper, What Makes an Effective Lead Generation Solution, stood out to me. It emphasized using analytics to actually inform decisions. Like, do more of what's working, kill off what isn't, and always be testing.
Exactly. The trick is to turn those insights into optimization loops. And that's where continuous testing comes in. Another theme they hit on.
Totally. A/B testing your subject lines, CTAs, even the layout of your landing page. I mean, even tiny tweaks can lead to major performance jumps.
That's backed up in the article too. They talk about how staying relevant means always evolving. Like, what worked 3 months ago might be stale today.
Yeah, analytics aren't just a rearview mirror. They're headlights, showing you where to go next.
I like that. And that loops back to something in the article, Ultimate Strategies for B2B Lead Generation Again. The idea that tech doesn't just streamline processes. It enhances every phase of your lead gen strategy.
including how you segment your leads. Remember how they mentioned tools like Apollo and Reply.io?
Oh yeah, those are great for pulling insights, not just on who clicked your email, but what industry they're in, what job title they hold, how often they engage.
Yeah, and from there, you can personalize your messaging like a pro. Suddenly, your emails aren't just, hey there. They're, hey, I saw your company just expanded into the EMEA market.
And that's what makes analytics truly powerful. It doesn't just measure success, it helps you create it.
Put that on a t-shirt.
Done. So to wrap this up, if you want to make analytics work for your lead generation, focus on three things. Track the right metrics, use the right tools, and act on what the data tells you.
Yeah, and don't get overwhelmed by the dashboards. Look for patterns, test your assumptions, and let the data guide you. In the white paper, What Makes an Effective Lead Generation Solution, they put it best analytics give you the insights to make more informed decisions. Simple as that.
Exactly. Lead generation without analytics, that's just guessing with a marketing budget.
So true. All right, that's a wrap on analytics. We'll catch you next time with more practical insights to sharpen your sales edge.
See you then. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of The Revenue Edge, Strategies for Enterprise Sales Leaders. Learn more about Atlantic Growth Solutions by visiting our website or scheduling a discovery call using the links in the show description.